he's behaving, so let's hopefully it stays that way. Andrea asked me to talk first. I'm 41, and Reino Christi has been in my life for 38 years. I started since pre-K in Instituto Cumbres in Querétaro. That's in Mexico. I'm from Mexico. And since then, I have been able to live and breathe the movement, right? I have been through all the stages, a lot of lessons learned for sure, and it has been full circle. Since the education that I got when I was in the school, since sports as well. Sports has been also huge for me in Reino Christi. There's a huge tournament in Mexico that is very, very famous and helped me to understand competition, teamwork, a lot of different things. Also, in terms of family and this core that you're talking about, it's so important. I was able to understand that inside my family and also how the movement helps you to build a family. And I went through that mainly through the missions. I was able to go to the missions for 22 years. It was an awesome experience. And the best part of all the experience was, yes, for sure, to help people to find God. But I also found the love of my life in missions. Our families were both in that same group in the missions that we had in Mexico for families, and that's when we met. Fun fact, we don't even know when we met. We know the year, more or less. I was 14, and she was 11 years old, more or less. We think so, because we were more or less at that time in that group. So, as you can see, it's education, it's sports, it's spiritual growth, and that has always been the journey that we have had with in Reino Christi. One of my brothers, I'm a family of four, and I'm the oldest, but the third one tried to be a priest. He didn't succeed, but anyway, we were very close to the movement thanks to that as well. Also, I learned a lot of lessons. When all this happened with the founder, I was able to find God again, and through the disappointment and everything, I saw the resilience of all the people that stayed, and I was moved by that. And I said, yes, I need to go back as well. So many lessons, as you can see, from these 38 years. I've been in Reino Christi and couldn't be happier, and to raise my family as close as we can to the movement. So I will say that's what I wanted to say. But thank you guys for having us. You want to say?
So I'll be quick. So I was thinking what the movement has meant for me. And the way I could put it is like, you receive faith, that is this little seed from your parents or from a teacher or from a priest. And you get the basic elements for the seed to grow through Mass. So as long as you're a Catholic and you come to Mass, your seed will grow, right? But then I see the movement as the fertilizer. So if you want your seed to sprout quicker and more beautifully and give fruits earlier and more fruits, you need to take more care of that seed. And for me, that's what the movement has been in my life. It has built my foundations, and it has been the place where I was able to make the faith myself and not the one given for me when I was young. I was a co-worker and I have given a lot of time to the movement, but I've received 1,000 more things than what I have given. And I won't tell you that's an easy thing, because the movement asks for time and keeps you challenged and makes you be true to yourself and have like this strength to give more to God. So I'm thankful for having encountered the movement since I was young. And I feel proud to be part of this family. I'm thankful for all the prayers and count on our prayers too. And I feel that's it. hopefully our seeds can grow together and grow beautiful trees with beautiful fruits on them.
Thank you.